Fake news has now almost become speech filler for the U.S. President Donald Trump. But this expo has nothing to do with fake. These are real sentiments towards Trump, vented in the form of satirical portraits. Cartoonists from 74 countries, including the United States, participated in the Trumpism cartoon exhibition, which is underway in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Organizers of this event say the goal is to shed light on Trump's wrong behaviors with using the powerful means of caricature.
Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, said, "We thank Mr. Trump for revealing the true face of the U.S. Now for our turn, we caricaturists thank the U.S. president because he's a good subject for our cartoons."
According to the organizers, the logo of the competition is designed based on the Nazi emblem, and coining the word Trumpism is meant to show the link between Nazism and racism.
Trump's remarks and behavior are similar to those of Hitler's. He has had a bad attitude toward media, refugees, and women.
Trump's idea of building a wall on the Mexico border, a travel ban placed on six Muslim-majority nations, withdrawal from the Paris climate deal, plus other controversial domestic and foreign policy decisions have affected the world's mentality on the U.S. Now, artists here use the term Trumpism to refer to all such measures adopted by the American president, a man who they believe is single-handedly plunging the U.S. into isolation.
Trump administration's support for Saudi Arabia, a country with dismal human rights record and its multi-billion dollar arms deal with the kingdom, is one of the subjects dealt with in this expo.
Trump's greed for money is a good subject for us to deal with. He is not after solving the problems of the U.S. citizens, but his own business agenda.
It is not clear if President Trump would be able to end his first term in office. And perhaps this picture can best depict what will happen to the United States if Mr. Trump stays in power. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.